don't know what a hokey pokey is, but it sounds fun.
I don't think it's made of, it's a real koala.
I was tired, I was hungry, and I was hot. All of those three things combined equals Hurricane John.
Here's the problem I've always had with Helen Keller.
I seem weird? Like a lefty?
Pickles. They know me hate those pickles on me cheeseburgers.
Welcome to Bless Their Hearts. Jamie and John here, and we are no longer snowed in.
I don't know, man.
Kind of snowed in.
We're still snowed in, but it's going to be gone soon. It's the great, I'm going to call it the great thaw out of 2026. It has been, this is the day after the Super Bowl. We're recording that evening, and it has been almost 50 degrees today.
Yeah.
It is shorts and t-shirt weather because we are so used to 16 degrees. It feels amazing.
Walked outside and just heard water running out of my gutters from melting snow on the roof. And boy, it's a very welcome sound right now. I mean, it's probably going to flood, but otherwise it's great news.
Hey man, I'm ready for the warmth. It's everything has been solid ice. I've literally in all of my life never seen the kind of stuff we've experienced, but we had 4 to 6 inches in spots of just compacted solid ice. So the last few days before it warmed up today, like everywhere you went, there's no traction. I mean, it's just solid ice. So I can't believe I didn't fall.
You almost fell.
Almost fell several times, but didn't actually fell.
I mean, if you were going to, would you have rather that I be there to help you up, also knowing that I saw it? Or just do it when nobody's around?
I don't know. I'm at the age where I probably wouldn't have wanted to get up. I mean, it was solid ice. I would have probably just laid there and also just started, like that would have been the start of my healing process, like just ice my whole body after the fall.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like no, just lay there and get iced up.
Totally get it. Yeah. It surely is a welcome sight. I don't know what the weather situation is moving forward, but let me tell you this, John. I try not to judge people based on things that aren't really important.
Okay.
But I find myself just constantly judging people for things that are not at all important.
What did you judge me on this time?
It wasn't you. Somebody canceled an event the other day in our town, and they said because they got weather last night, they had to cancel the event.
Okay.
Would you say that? Like that?
Because we got weather?
Yeah.
I mean, technically, we always got weather.
You always get weather.
Yeah.
You never do.
Because if of
you
the didn't inclement
get,
weather.
If you didn't get weather, maybe you should have a problem.
Yeah, but I think all mankind has a problem at that point.
Yeah. So
because of inclement weather.
Or bad weather.
Because of the ice.
Or be specific, yeah. Because of snow, because of ice, because of bad weather, because of storms. Not because of weather.
Of weather. Did they spell weather right?
Yes. Okay. I think they probably Googled it. It's right up there with going to an ATM machine. I mean, the M stands for machine. Let's just figure some crap out.
I don't even know what AT stands for. Automatic transfer?
Teller.
Automatic teller.
Yeah, like a bank teller.
Yeah, that
was the first robot replacing people. Just kidding.
It probably up there towards the top of things, right?
Well, I imagine like the print press and the things like that.
Yeah.
Eli Whitney, is that a guy?
I think that was stuff. The cotton gin.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. Probably not okay. We can move on.
Wait, now I need to figure out who made the printing press.
I'll Google it.
Man, it bothers me that I don't know that just instantly.
I was
Gutenberg.
Steve?
Mark Zuckerberg?
Johann Gutenberg.
There we go.
You know,
did Eli Whitney do the
To be clear,
gin?
You don't know who the star of most major films are, but you know a German goldsmith who made the printing press, let's see, almost 600 years ago.
It changed history, man.
Yeah,
the Bible was printed. It started the precipice, if you will, of the Reformation that caused Protestant faith.
It was not a precipice. I don't know.
I've read books, man.
Have you? Have you?
I have.
You've been reading a lot of books.
I'm doing a book on tape right now, and it's like eight hours long.
So I know this class you're taking, this thing you're doing. What is the overall number of books you have to consume for this entire thing? It's been going on for a while.
It's
just ballpark it.
Between 15 and 20.
Okay, let's say it's 20. How many have you read versus listened to?
I don't know, man. Honestly, probably 50-50 at this point. This one, like, so the ones I've read, I don't know how to describe this. I don't normally read an entire book, like every, God, we never edit this, but
do you ever speak English? Golly.
Each class is like a month long and you get a month worth of assignments, right? You don't typically have to read an entire book that month. You read like certain chapters of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have homework for that. But the book I'm reading this month, you have to read the whole thing. So when it's like that, I'll typically listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to take me a while. So while I'm driving, while I'm doing other stuff around the house, I can listen and take it in.
Okay.
But if it's a few chapters, then I want to sit down with the book, make notes, stuff like that.
Is it because you want to be more focused, or is it because you don't want to download an audiobook just for three chapters?
Oh, no, I don't care to download an audiobook. Okay. Book
just curious.
Just, I don't know. There's some books that just work better actually reading the pages, and there's some, like the one I'm reading right now may be my favorite of the class, and I'm able to listen to it and solely pay attention to it. It's written by a guy that was like a year older than me.
Johann Gutenberg?
No.
Michael Jordan?
No, he's actually a guy who converted from Islam to Christianity.
And I'm learning
a whole lot. Why are you just saying random words?
It's not. Cassius Clay changed to be Muhammad Ali.
Well, he also was a Cassius Clay around here was an abolitionist, so I thought you were staying on the cotton gin invention.
Why would you even go there? No.
Jamie, you've said all those things. I'm connecting the dots.
That word that you said just now never came out of my mouth.
Cotton gin?
Never.
But you said the inventor.
So? You can put a cat in the oven, that don't make it a biscuit.
I want to say something else edgy real quick.
Please don't.
Why? You don't even know what I'm going to say.
I just don't like edgy, bro.
I said something semi-political earlier, and your face got super.
It's just unnecessary, you know?
Well, I'm going to say it because I have strong feelings about the Super Bowl show last night. First off, the Super Bowl, major disappointment. 12-0 at halftime. You've checked out already.
Yeah, and I mean, it was four field goals. There was a chance we were not going to get any touchdowns. There was a chance one team was not going to score. It was one of the more boring football games of all time.
And then we get to a halftime show, which is something that I used to get excited about until the last 5 years. I couldn't understand any of it, and they didn't offer subtitles.
I mean, they did offer subtitles. We just didn't turn it on.
You shouldn't have to turn it on.
You
subtitle, like, if I'm watching an American TV show and the commentators for that show are speaking English and then they switch to Spanish, they should know, hey, this boy can't speak Spanish. Let's put some subtitles on for him.
Okay. I don't think that happens, but maybe you're right.
When you're watching a movie and the movie's in English and then they start speaking Russian, your movies don't put on subtitles for you?
I don't watch a lot of international films, John.
Oh, my gosh.
The Mighty Ducks doesn't have a lot of different languages.
Did you ever watch The Passion of the Christ? Spoken completely in Arabic? What did they do?
It wasn't in English at all, though.
I know. And what did they do for you?
They made subtitles.
Right. Did you have to turn them on? No, because they knew primarily the audience was not Arabic speaking.
Okay.
It was the American Super Bowl where predominantly people speak English. Why not turn on subtitles?
I don't know. It wasn't.
I didn't understand that there was chickens on stage. There was people getting married. I don't know.
That was a real wedding, bro.
Real wedding.
Yes. Real wedding.
Well, congrats to them. I don't know anything about them because it was all in a language I didn't speak. I don't care if it was in Spanish. I really don't. But don't make me try to go find the... I can't turn on subtitles in less than a minute. Do you know how old I am?
I mean, maybe they should have just announced that it was going to be Bad Bunny several months ago. Then you could have prepared.
I don't know who that is. So I'm not going to look it up thinking, am I going to understand this fella? I just assume that I'm going to be able.
I just assume your TikTok feed was full of people saying he don't speak English. He don't sing in English. No. Why are we even having this?
No, not one time did I get warned. I don't look him up to see, like, does he speak English? That's ridiculous. Nobody ever does that. But so I didn't get to understand any of the halftime show.
You knew there was controversy about it, and that was mostly because he doesn't speak English.
I don't think it was because he doesn't speak English.
That was how it started. And then after the Grammys, it got weird. But
I don't pay attention to the Grammys. I wish that they would have said, hey, for all you rednecks out there, you're going to have a hard time. So maybe get familiar with how to turn on subtitles. Just give me that. That's all I need.
So Lady Gaga started speaking in English. Did she?
I don't know that subtitles? I understood her either. She looks wild, man.
Yeah, I like her voice. I like her song. She presents herself in a very unique way that's not always fun.
That is a fun way to say manifested demons.
I don't know about that. Maybe. I'm not saying you're wrong.
I've got some other funny stuff
we can talk about. We have not talked about anything funny. You have been political and hateful, and I don't like it.
Did you enjoy the halftime show?
No, but I don't like...
You're just not going
to
talk about it?
It is entertainment that is offered to me.
You're just going
to
bend over and take it.
If I don't like it, then that's my choice not to... But I don't know why people should cater to me.
But, well, okay. That's the thing. Why do we... We better stop.
Who were they catering to?
Exactly.
Nobody.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they're catering to somebody. I think it's very intentional.
You thought so?
I do.
I have no. I mean, he literally is like the top download person in the world. This isn't like, let's go find a Hispanic guy because of ICE.
Let's find someone who, yeah.
Also, he does speak English. He was at WrestleMania 2 years ago. Maybe you caught
that. Why didn't he speak English last night?
I don't think his songs are English. He speaks English, but I don't listen to his music, but obviously millions of people do.
I don't know. All right, man.
Did you watch Kid Rock?
No.
And all his filthy stuff on TBN?
I was with some friends that didn't have Peacock, so we didn't log into Peacock. I don't think any of us could have figured out how to turn on subtitles. So it was pretty much just a pretty uneventful night.
Would you have watched and enjoyed the other show?
Probably more, like, if I had have watched it, I would have enjoyed it more simply because I would have understood more of the words.
Okay.
Don't treat me like I'm saying something awful. I just couldn't understand anything.
Yeah, and that's fine. Like, they don't, whatever. Just say, I don't like it, and move on with your life. It's so easy.
Well.
So much less stress.
How many bad things continue to happen if nobody says anything?
If me not understanding the halftime show is the worst thing that happens, let it happen and happen and happen.
Okay. Well, it's not going to be the worst thing that ever happened.
What's that going to lead to? What is the slippery slope of Bad Bunny singing the halftime show?
You're right in that there's nothing that's going to come from that's going to be awful. But if people don't speak up against things they don't like in general, bad things continue to happen.
Is that why you call the trash bag company?
I'm going to call another company here in a minute.
Ooh.
My snow shovel broke.
I noticed there was like a three-foot path in front of your door that was shoveled.
Yeah.
And kind of stopped.
I paid $100+ for this fancy snow shovel. I mean, to be fair, it's not called an ice shovel. So true. I'm not going to mention that. I hope it doesn't come up when I call them.
Hopefully they don't live around here because then they would know.
So, Jamie, I think we're both kind of funny people. Funny looking, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, legitimately, people listen to us regularly.
My daughter, dude, maybe one of the funniest people I've ever met.
Okay.
She had this idea on her own. So we went to Ace Hardware looking for some salt. Spoiler alert, nobody has salt. No. Don't waste your time. When we were leaving, we saw in the parking lot, a police officer had pulled over like a truck. Mm-hmm. So the officer was inside of his vehicle, but the truck window for the driver was down. So my daughter, as we were leaving, she's like, Dad, that cop has that guy pulled over. Please turn on the cop's theme song and play it as loud as you can while you drive by him.
That is top notch.
So I did. I had my windows rolled down when it was 16 degrees outside, and we listened to Bad Boy.
What you gonna do?
It was epic. That was like a core memory for her, I think.
Have you seen the Road Rage movie with Russell Crowe in it?
No.
Just a second.
That sounds awesome, though.
It is good. It is called, wait for it, Unhinged.
Oh, perfect.
And he gets mad at somebody in traffic, and like the whole movie is him trying to kill them. Did you consider that might happen to you?
No.
Okay.
But funny enough, then like a couple of days later, I went unhinged.
Okay.
This time my son and his friend were in the car with me.
Okay.
So I know that most of you all are not going to be able to see this. And by that, I mean every one of you except for Jamie. But hear me out. So I had just left Ace Hardware again, went there a lot in the span of time.
Were you going for salt again?
I think I was going to just see if they had it. So I went in, they didn't have it. I came back out, got my car, and I drove, and I had to basically do a big U-turn, and I was driving in the main alley lane, like in the lane where, you know, if people are coming out of the door, you stop to let them go, mm-hmm. and they go to their car. So I saw an older gentleman leave the store, and I was like, I'm going to just wait and let him cross. It's really cold. I'm in my car. I give this guy like 15 feet and I'm stopped. I'm not just like creeping up slowly. And he looks at me and he does this hand motions elaborately for me to go. And it was like over the top dramatic. I don't know if there's a way you could describe what I just did.
I mean, emphatic.
I mean, he was auditioning for a play, jazz hands, the whole thing, like giving me the blessing to move on. And I'm like,
it kind of looks like a baseball coach who has never seen baseball trying to wave a runner to go home after third.
But it was, I took that as a gesture of anger. Like, you're here, big guy. It's your world. Just go on. Like, that was the kind of grandiose motion this guy made.
Could you see his face? And I mean that in a way of, yes. Did he look mad?
He looked mad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm giving this guy 20 feet. What does he want me to do? So I just kind of like wave at him like, hey, man, you're good. Go ahead.
Yeah.
He does it again. The big motion, and then just he ends with pointing as if I am supposed to follow his directions like he's an air traffic controller.
Yeah.
So I go, but I roll my passenger side window down, and I stop at him, and I said, do you have a problem?
How old was this guy?
Well over 60. I mean, okay. Maybe 70.
So like our age.
And he's like, no, I just want you to go. I was like, I was giving you time. He's like, I'm going to be slow. And I was like, okay, have a good day. And I drove off. And
so basically, like, you lost a nice off.
And it pissed me off.
Because somebody was nicer than you?
If you're going to just like give the humble wave, yeah, like, give hey, man, I'm good.
No, I'm good. Shake my head.
But
yeah,
don't give me that grand, you know, like you're an inconvenience to me. Just get out of here.
Yeah, I get it. That's frustrating. Like
a northern way of saying, get on out of y'all. Anyway, it really, my son's friend was like, everything okay, Mr. John?
Did you make another U-turn and go, you know, sideswipe
him? I asked the kids, I was like, do you think I was too close to him? Did he feel like I was in like encroaching him? I don't know. Anyway.
I got an old guy story.
Let's hear it.
Grace and I went to Just Love Cafe. You ever been to Just Love?
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice little coffee shop. Grace likes to go there and get a waffle every now and then. So we are there, and it is just us and this dude. And he's an older gentleman, and we are standing by the register to order. And I'm talking to Grace about the waffle situation. And
lots of good waffles there.
A lot of good options. He walks over and sticks his hand between me and the register and says, excuse me, I need to steal a muffin. And then I'm going to try to do it.
Like an evil laugh.
But it wasn't fake. It was his actual, I'm going to steal a muffin. But it was his real laugh.
He works there.
He doesn't.
He does not work there.
No, there was two.
This guy's stealing a muffin.
It was two young girls behind their register. So he does that, and he laughs, and I lock eyes with Grace. I talk about Grace on this show sometimes. I talk about her being scary. She looked me dead in the face, as serious as she could be, and she said, that was evil. And I was like, if Grace thinks it's evil, we're all in trouble. And it was really scary.
Was it a blueberry muffin?
No, it wasn't.
I would do some evil stuff for a blueberry.
I think maybe apple. I don't know. I was afraid to look, but he, like, it was a Disney villain level evil laugh, but you could tell it wasn't like it was his actual laugh.
I want to go just hoping this guy's there again.
I assume he's always there. I don't know.
20 minutes after I almost ran over the old guy, I drove up to get myself a treat.
Okay.
With the Dutch Bro. Love Dutch Bro. They're Golden Eagles.
Bros.
Amazing.
So I argued with people that it was called Dutch Brothers because that's how Mario Brothers is in the video game. That is short for brothers, right?
I would have agreed with you, but now I know it's not that.
Because I was arguing with a group of teenagers in my car, and I called, and they were like, Dutch Bros, how may we help you? And I was like, son of a gun. Anyway, go ahead.
So I'm already on edge because that old guy was living in my head rent-free, right? So
I wish line, he worked at Dutch Bros.
The line for this place was insane, but I was not leaving without some Golden Eagle. So
you've said it several times, and I've never actually asked you, what's a Golden Eagle?
It's think of an iced latte with caramel, vanilla, half and half. Dude, it's amazing.
So like a caramel-based cold
caramel-based
latte. Okay.
Yeah dude.
I've never gotten into cold coffee, but I would drink that hot in a second.
So they do have it hot. And yeah. Depending, like this day I got it hot because it's been really cold for 2 weeks. So anyway, if you're not familiar with Madison County right now, this Dutch Bros is located in one of the busiest areas of Richmond, Kentucky.
Yep.
And there's always historically been two ways out of this place to get on the main road. Well, one of those ways is shut down right now. So there's only one way, and there are so many different businesses here. It's like there's literally hundreds of people trying to use this one red light to turn left. So I know this. I see it happening. People are losing their minds. People are honking at each other. There's 6 inches of ice on the ground. People are sliding all over the place. And I'm just watching this happen, and I'm like, this is going to suck. So I get my coffee, and I pull to the line at the stop sign, and I see a truck coming from my left. So I stop. The truck pulls in front of me, honks their horn, and there's nothing in front of him. So he's honking at me, and I'm thinking, did this guy think I'm about to pull out in front of him? Because I stopped when I saw him coming. It wasn't like he was in front of me, and I almost hit him.
Right.
So I just channel the old man anger again, and I roll my window down and like throw my hand out like, what? He rolls his window down. I'm like, it's about to go. I'm about to fight somebody. Turns out it's my buddy Jason. We know Jason.
Yeah.
He's like, hey man, I waved at you and you didn't see me. I was just saying hi. I was like, bro, we almost threw down in the Dutch Bro parking lot. He's like, I love you. Have a good one. So he went on. Oh, sorry.
All good.
I called him and was telling him about my day, and he laughed. I was like, and then after that, I was like, what are you doing? He said that he was going to a restaurant next door called Freddy's, and they have a Reese cup milkshake.
Yeah.
Have you had that before?
I'm not, but I'm interested.
Brother, we got to go
convince me.
We got to go to Dutch Bro and Freddy's.
And then there's opening a Starbucks right there too.
There is one open.
Yeah. It's open.
Well, yeah. I thought it was open. Maybe
it is, but as if that area wasn't busy before the Starbucks.
I'm interested to see how they do because Dutch Bro is better.
It is. It is popular for sure. That's what my kids prefer.
I would 10 out of 10 go to Dutch Bro.
Yeah, I believe it. I'm wondering, was this just like so much built up over that day? Or are you like, is something deep down about like, you seem a little quick to jump.
I think it was because the old man was still in my head. Like that situation had just happened.
Yeah.
So, and then I had seen like, while I'm waiting on my coffee in this long line, I've seen so many people honking at each other. Like everybody's just trying their best.
Yeah.
And then this guy honks at me like, brother, we haven't even began. to see anything crazy.
And we're just all in this together. Like, we're all here to get a drink, right? Like, let us, I mean, don't come here if you don't know, if you're not ready to wait. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Dude, I've got so many more stories.
Well, let me ask you this.
All right.
How would that day, how would you have handled our Super Bowl pizza incident? Would that have gone poorly?
I might have been a little more angry with the guy that I interacted with.
Okay.
I'm an advocate, man, and you saw that firsthand.
I did. I ordered pizza for the Super Bowl on an app for Domino's.
When did you order that pizza?
Early that morning, Sunday morning. So ready to go, 6 p.m., click, I'll pick it up at 6. They're like, we'll see you there, love you, bye, because Domino's loves me. And I used to love them. So I roll in, and I'm like, where's my pizza? And the guy said, well, this order didn't go in till 6 o'clock, so it's going to be 25 minutes. And I said, well, I ordered it for pickup at 6. So are you telling me I should have ordered it for 5:30 if I wanted it at 6? And he just said, I guess. And John's like, you see how that makes no sense, right?
Apparently that I guess was the button that needed to be pushed for me to say something.
What a butthole. So anyway, I start debating.
Was I hateful or I was,
No. You were very calm and cool, and no, that was good. And then eventually I got a supervisor, and he's like, oh, we shut those down for today. Your pizza will be ready tomorrow. I was like,
you see how that's not helpful, right?
Yeah. So he gave my money back. He was cool about it. But the other guy had told me my order was in and would be ready.
So if you hadn't have talked to the other guy, you'd been sitting there for 30 minutes just waiting on a pizza that was not being made.
And then found out I had to wait till tomorrow.
Yeah. That would have, I would have blown a gasket if that would have happened.
So kudos to you. You had called like 10 minutes earlier and got your pizza ordered. You waited on yours. I went over to Little Caesars, and I just imagine, like, there's no way they have pizza. Their drive-thru is out to the road, and there are people standing inside, and I'm like, well, I got to try it. So I pull in. I wait for somebody to back out of a parking spot, and I pull into it, and I run inside Little Caesars, which is a desperation move if I've ever heard of one. So I walk up to the counter. Again, people standing everywhere. I said, do you have anything that's hot and ready? Which is a weird sentence to say to a teenager working at a cash register. She's like, yeah, I got 2 cheese pizzas and some bread. That's all I got. And I was like, give it all to me. And I was like, what's everybody waiting for?
Yeah.
People just not want cheese pizza? What are we doing?
Now they do have a good Supreme pizza, but you have to order it in advance.
And I knew I hadn't done that. So I go to leave, and like most restaurants, if you don't go through the drive-thru, there's another lane outside the drive-thru to drive out of. Mm-hmm. And there was a giant truck sitting beside the car at the ordering thing. What's wrong with me?
Kiosk.
The boss? The box?
The bot's in the box.
So I definitely turned around in your car. So sorry about that. Your wife's car. And drove out the entrance, which is kind of dangerous.
We didn't talk about it last night. I didn't know if you were in a state that would have accommodated this kind of conversation, but you were driving that thing like it was a party, like a rental, you know?
Yeah.
You came bouncing up in the parking lot, and we have, like I said, 6 inches of ice that have just caused these massive, like, basically ditches where there wasn't ditches before because the ice is mounded up weird. So you came rolling through there. I saw my wife's car bouncing in ways I didn't know was possible. And there's already a suspension issue that I need to get fixed, but I wasn't able to take it to my appointment because it was the day that the snow apocalypse hit. But anyway, I was like, well, if it didn't break now, it ain't breaking.
Maybe did it sound awful
when you did that?
Here, take my car. Maybe say, just go easy on her. Go easy on her. Because I didn't. Because I was behind, and I was making you late, and you were waiting on me, and I valued time over shocks. Sorry.
Well, they were my shocks. It did, though. I saw it bouncing really hard. Like, oh, my gosh.
Because we told this story here, you can write it off on your taxes.
Fair enough. I did my taxes. That was a thing. So took my son and another one of his friends. This time it was a female friend. Took them to church one day over the snowpocalypse. And I left, and they were at a different part of the building. So I texted them and I was like, hey, I'm going out to the car. You guys wrap things up and come on out. We'll go home and eat some dinner. So I get out there and I'm waiting and I'm like, all right, I guess I'll just watch some TikTok or something. So I'm watching TikTok. Jamie, I get this urge in my gut and it's a rumbling. All right. So I'm like, man, if I could just relieve a little of this pressure, I'm going to feel so much better. So I did. And it was terrible.
Yeah.
And then while I'm realizing how terrible this is, I have the realization, not only is my son about to get in this car, but his female friend is about to get in this car. So I roll down my windows again, 10 degrees outside, trying to get this thing to air out. And it's just, it's stuck like gum on the bottom of your shoe. So they get in and this little sweet girl just hops in with just joy on her face and in her heart. And she goes, oh, and I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Wow.
I forgot you guys were getting in the car and I relieved myself. Oh, so she's not hung out with him anymore.
Yeah, I bet. I bet that got in like the seats and it, like, it still smells, doesn't it?
I mean, you were in it yesterday.
No, I thought that was me. No,
it was me from 3 weeks ago. Jamie, I did something else kind of, I chuckled. So you and I, are you going to church camp this summer?
I'm not.
So, but your kids are? You got on and registered them. So there was a question on there when you register that asks the condition of your health, and it's
you're making a lot of assumptions. I did nothing.
Okay.
My wife did.
When your wife saw this question, it was excellent, good, fair, poor. So for me, I can't say I'm in excellent health. I'm not in poor health. I'm better than fair. So I say I'm good.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think that's, you know, I have some issues. They're being taken care of. I'm all good.
Okay.
So I chose good. So it will not let you move forward without, if you have any condition other than excellent, please advise.
What? What's it expecting from people?
So I said, you know, the easy thing to do is switch it to excellent, move on. This is a church camp registration. To say excellent feels like a trap.
Feels like a lot.
Because I feel like
directly,
if I put excellent, then one day they're going to say at camp, like, hey, big guy, saw you put excellent here. You're kind of big. You're a liar, and liars go to hell.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Right.
I don't want that interaction. So I put good. And then I wrote, excellent feels like a lie. I'm okay.
I'm in my 40s. What else do you want to know?
I think I actually wrote, I'm old and fat, but otherwise, I'm okay.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that was the right move for sure. Because what I don't want to do is say I'm in excellent condition and then be like, oh, we saw you wrote you're in excellent condition. We need you to lead this hiking trip. Yeah. It's like, no.
Man, I didn't even think about that as a possibility.
Yeah. Don't ask me to do stuff.
I don't know what's worse, hell or leading a hike.
Yeah, right?
Depends. Maybe on, hell is me leading a hike.
It might be.
In hell.
You already, I mean, you healed my foot, so I trust your health advice.
Oh, no.
Which is also why I can't go to camp.
You know, if I would follow my own advice, that would be outstanding. I've got more, but I feel like we've heard enough from me. You got anything else?
I got one bathroom story, but it's not really about the bathroom. It kind of is. So I'm at a place where there's a bathroom, believe it or not. It's a kind of a public place, but it's not like a restaurant or anything, but they have bathrooms for their customers. And one of my kids goes and they come back and they're like, hey, the stall wouldn't latch. Like, I tried to close it on the stall and it just wouldn't stick. And I really need to go to the bathroom. And then, so I go in there and I'm looking at the door and it's not latching. So I close the door and I'm like, what if I pull up on this handle? So I pull up on the handle and it got it to latch, which is great news, except it locked and I was on the outside. What did I just say?
So you've locked a kid in there or you've locked yourself out?
What are you doing?
I got something I was reading. You had a kid in the bathroom.
You asked me to speak and then completely went off in your own world.
You're not speaking to me. You're speaking to them.
But I wanted your, this is an interactive show. Have you ever seen it? You ever heard it?
You've locked yourself out of a stall. Is there a kid in it?
There's not a kid in it. But what would you do if you locked a stall from the outside? Nobody's in it.
I don't understand how you did that.
Well, this was a fancy door, and it had a door handle on the outside. So I just lifted up on it, and it latched. But somebody else...
A door handle? Like a doorknob?
No, like a... I don't know. Like the kind that... I mean, I'm making a motion here. It's not a knob.
But you're doing a lot of things, and none of them are helpful.
Yeah, I mean, a door on so like a...
basically, it wasn't the knob that was the problem. It was the hinges had sagged a little bit,
yeah,
and it was off track. You lifted it up.
So I locked it.
You locked? So
from the outside. I have several options. One option is to just climb under.
That's not an option, because that's a bathroom floor.
Go tell somebody what I did. Have one of my kids climb under.
Which kid is this? Is this?
It was Gavin.
Oh, well, he's a big kid. He can't. I mean, he could climb over.
It would have been bad.
But yeah, that's...
That was very...
Was your youngest
one. He was very concussed at the time. I
was your youngest one with you?
No. I would have...
He's going under.
He probably would have already climbed on the floor.
You could also throw that one over.
Yeah. Hear the splash? I just left.
I think that's what I
just left.
That's not my problem.
That's somebody else's problem. There was another stall with the door open, so I wasn't really preventing anybody from going. I just wonder how you would handle that. Thank you for giving me 30 sec. Go back to what you were doing. I've never seen you roll your eyes at me like that before. We're going to take a commercial break, and we might not be back. Welcome to Bless Their Heart. I'm Jamie. By myself now, John has kicked me out of the room.
And to be fair, I wasn't here anyway.
That's a great point.
I got all of my stories out, and then I was done.
I appreciated that, John, very much. You and I hosted an event recently. That's where I thought you were going when you started off with Are We Funny? Because we told some really bad jokes.
I had intended to record that and let you listen to them, but... You know, it was a busy day, and I forgot.
Yeah, that would have, yeah. You being the listeners?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been, made our lives easier.
It would have. I mean, we could just pull up some of those jokes and read them right now, if you want.
I like that idea a lot. Just to let people know, you know, kind of what you missed. This was the Valentine's banquet at our church, and each year, John and I will share some jokes while we are... handing out door prizes. So we're giving people stuff. We're saying pretty much dad jokes. So
I love that people need to know, like, this was not planned. That plan just manifested itself when I said that.
Yeah.
I don't know what we were going to do in this segment. I think you had a quiz for me or something.
We were going to do some blind rankings, but this is better.
All right. So I started things off with, you know, Jamie, they say that hiking in your 40s is a great way to meet people. Like just last week, I met 3 paramedics, 2 nurses, and a cardiologist, and the cardiologist said I almost met Jesus.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that one. Our pastor is notably short, so I ask what people call it when he waves at you, and I had him wave, and I said, oh, look, a microwave.
I don't know that anybody in the church, except for maybe 5 people, will ever see my Pastor Kevin joke. Do you remember? You and I used to serve the church by filling up the baptistry.
Oh, yeah.
And our pastor, love his heart, but he is very particular. So he has a spot in the baptistry that he wants the water to precisely there every time.
Like a line, yeah.
So I took a picture of the baptistry, and I put a little arrow on that spot. And as a comment on that PowerPoint slide, I put a note that Pastor Kevin wants the water precisely to this spot. Any higher and he drowns.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. But only like 3 people or 4 people would ever see that.
Yeah. But it was a good time. I like that a lot. So I told the short pastor joke. We got these, I don't know, we've been doing this for a long time. So lots of Google searches, and our youth minister provided most of this year's list, which I think at this point they're mostly recycled from previous years.
Pretty much. Jamie, you did this one. It says, I run. Well, I started to do it. I said, Jamie, I'm not even going to do this one because they'll know I'm lying as soon as I start reading it. Why don't you read it?
I run every day. And if I miss a day, I've started adding 30 minutes to the rest or to the next day. And that's been working really well for me. Tomorrow, I'm supposed to run for 3 weeks.
I love it.
It's pretty good.
It's a great one.
It's pretty good.
There was a man who got killed in a shark attack yesterday while he was on his honeymoon. Paramedics said that he did not suffer long. He had only been married 5 days.
Yeah.
So it wasn't the shark attack that made him suffer.
This is a Valentine's. This is a banquet all about love.
That joke and any other sexist joke we do gets mixed emotions. There's a lot of laughter, and then there's a lot of,
yeah, like this one that John read. A lot of women actually turn into good drivers. So if you're a good driver, look out for women turning.
That's a pretty good one.
That's good.
That's a pretty good one. They say the, okay.
This I'll is probably let you an inside joke.
Yeah, we'll skip it. We'll skip it.
That's you an have inside to be joke.
Oh, I love this one. I hate it when you give someone a sincere compliment on their mustache and then all of a sudden she says, we're not friends anymore.
That's amazing. That's so good.
I felt like that one killed.
It was good. It was good. That one landed really, really well. Let's see. My daughter was doing her homework and she asked what I knew about Galileo. And the only thing I could tell her is that he's a poor boy from a poor family.
I don't think we did this one. Maybe you did it. And I just wasn't listening, but I was struggling to get my wife's attention. So I sat on the couch and looked comfortable and that did the trick.
Yeah. I think we skipped that one because at some point
our wives were there and sitting together.
The reactions on the women and wife jokes were not great. So we skipped a bunch of those.
Yeah.
This is one we didn't tell, which I would have. I wish I would have. Did you know they say you should never brush your teeth with your left hand?
No.
You know why? A toothbrush works much better.
I love that one. I love this one too. Every machine could be a smoke machine if you operate it just wrong enough.
That's true. I love that. Wrong enough for long enough and you got yourself a smoke machine.
I did finally figure out why I look so bad in pictures.
Why is that?
It's my face.
That's true. It's very true. When we first got married, Angie sat me down and said, Valentine's Day is so important to me. And she emphasizes it every year, and I'm just so excited to see what she has planned. Yeah.
This morning, I took a long, hard look at myself in the mirror, and I will not be doing that again.
That's pretty good. That's a good one. A lot of women say their husbands don't listen to them. Luckily, never heard my wife say that.
Gosh. I don't think we said this one, and it might be one of my favorites, but what happens when a microscope clashes with a telescope?
This is a good one. What happens?
They kaleidoscope.
Yeah, they do.
That's amazing.
That's really good. Before the crowbar was invented, crows had to drink at home.
Oh, that one's great. That one's great. I love this one. I heard a joke, or I heard that. What is this?
It's reset. I don't know.
I heard that last joke from my half-brother.
Oh, yeah? You have different moms?
No, shark attack. Yeah. We did that.
Bit my brother in half. Nope, that got nothing. That did not.
We didn't do this
one. I think I got booze.
Why is giving birth called delivery and not takeout?
Right? I know. That's so good. I feel like that's a good one to tell at that particular instance as well. I told my wife that she just, you know, you need to embrace your mistakes. And she gave me the biggest hug.
I love that. We didn't do this one. A guy came to work to get people signed up for a 401k. How does anybody expect me to run for that long?
Golly, that's a heck of a race. Most archaeologists are women because of their great ability to dig up the past.
Yeah, we didn't do that one.
There's another one just like that in here of why is that?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Why is the NFL banned female referees?
I don't know.
They keep throwing flags from penalties that happened 2 years ago.
That's
gold.
Genius. We didn't say this one. Build a man a fire and you keep him warm for a night. Light a man on fire and you keep him warm the rest of his life.
That's true. Wouldn't be very long though. If I had a nickel for every time I got confused, I'd be like, where did that nickel come from? And then there'd be another nickel and I'd be like, where are all these nickels coming from? Leading to more and more nickels and more confusion as I would eventually English is tough.
We did better on stage.
Slowly be crushed by nickels without ever knowing why.
I chose not to do that one because it's just wordy.
It is. It's a lot.
We didn't do this one either. I was playing chess with you the other day, man, and you said, let's make it interesting. So we stopped playing chess.
Yeah. It's a,
I like that one.
It's a thinker's game. Let's see.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting Sloth.
Interrupting Sloth who?
My wife asked me, are you surprised at how little people change? And I said, actually, the process is the same. They just have tiny clothes.
That's very true.
We should have done that one for Pastor Kevin.
We should. I watched a guy do 50 push-ups.
Interrupting Sloth.
Perfect. That was good.
I didn't do it that well the other night.
I watched a guy do 50 push-ups. Do you think you could do that?
Heck yeah, man. I could probably watch somebody do 100 push-ups.
Yes, that's so good.
Why?
This is my favorite, maybe.
Why couldn't
ever.
Stevie Wonder see his friends?
I mean, he's blind, right?
No. He's married.
Yeah, he is. I mean, we went over, did we go to the moon the other day? I also don't think Stevie Wonder's blind.
No, I've seen too many videos of him like catching falling things.
Why have you never seen an elephant hiding in a tree?
I don't know.
They're really good at it.
Dude, I love this one. We skipped so many. We didn't have enough time. Some people these days are just too judgmental, and I can tell just by looking at them.
Right? My wife gets really mad at me every time I refer to her as my ex-girlfriend, but it's true. That's true.
Like, I go to the gym so infrequently that I call it James.
I love that so much. Let's see. You tell the mirror one.
Oh, yeah. Let me see. Oh, yeah. As I looked at my naked body in the mirror, I realized I am going to get kicked out of this IKEA.
I love that one. That one is so good.
That one, I think people laughed.
Yeah. I love that one. That was one of my favorites. You read this one. My wife texted me, if you're sleeping, send me your dreams. If you're laughing, send me your smile. If you're eating, send me a bite. If you're crying, send me your tears. I love you. And I texted back, I'm on the toilet. Please advise.
We didn't do this one, but I love it. My favorite sports team keeps losing. I mean, so much to the point where I don't even want to go watch their games anymore. But my wife tells me that I have to because it's just 9-year-olds playing soccer and we have to support our daughter.
Right? It's so messed up. She just doesn't get it. If I had to choose to eat dinner with anybody, dead or alive, I'd choose alive.
Me too. Let's see. Oh, yeah, this... My wife told me that the garbage was really heavy, so I reminded her, hey, lift with your legs and not your back. And if anybody needs me for other advice, I'll be sleeping in my car this week.
You're just so helpful. I used to be scared of pretty women, but I've realized that they are just as scared of me.
You know, Dove chocolate tastes way better than their soap.
I got a part in a play recently, and I'm going to be playing a guy that's been married for 25 years.
Yeah? Awesome, man.
Hopefully next time I get a speaking role.
Oh, man. These are good.
What's ET short for?
Extraterrestrial.
He has little legs.
My landlord wanted to talk about my high heating bills, and I told him, hey, my door is always open.
That's true. That's legit.
I do. My staff would know this one's true. Some people, dude, can just be so hypocritical. Like the other day, this guy at work came up to me and was like, isn't that the same shirt you were wearing yesterday? And I thought, isn't that the same question you asked me last week?
Right? Yeah. Come on, man. This is going to be my last one because I don't want to say anything after this. I saw a woman at Walmart who had what I call March Madness teeth.
Yeah, what's that?
She was down to the Final Four.
Oh.
Hey, yo.
So you were at a Walmart in Tennessee?
I mean, we're pretty much any Walmart or Dollar General, you know what I mean?
That's the only Final Four we're getting into. Da-dum-tsh. All right, guys, we love you, and sorry you didn't get to hear those, what would have been live. But
right, maybe next year, time, let us know.
We're going to be doing it.
You'll hear the same ones, yeah. I guarantee it.
It was funny, the very first thing, we got heckled as soon as we got on stage by a member of the audience. He yelled out, you got new material?
No, we don't.
I was like, no. I don't.
We don't. Good luck for them.
But you're here and you gave us money, and that's all that matters.
We don't get the money, but raised a lot of money for youth group. So it was a good event. Guys, we appreciate you all. Hope you are out living your best life out of your house and no longer snowed in if you live around here. Otherwise, you should go and download True Crime Cast and give it a 5-star review and follow us on TikTok and share all of our TikToks and join Patreon and give us some money. Is that good?
Yep. Yeah. Okay. And we love you guys. And even if you don't do all those things, bye. Yep.
You've listened to Bless Their Hearts, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Make sure you subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and go check us out on Stoveleg.com where you can learn more about Jamie and John. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.